We're good. Shoot. I ain't but 19, so I know this guy fires somebody else up. I mean, an army rising up, and there it is right there, church. Open your eyes. Look at what the Lord's doing in this local body. You look around you, there's not many people here tonight, but look who is here. This younger generation. See, too many times we get focused on the older generation, so focused on what church should be and not what it is. Right now, look around you, how blessed we are to be in a sanctuary like this, in a country that we can praise the Lord freely, to have a Savior that breaks chains and changes lives tonight. I ask you to turn, if you got a Bible with you, to Romans chapter 6 tonight. If I could title this sermon anything, it would be Not For Sale. Tonight, there's too many people in this world, in our community, in our church, and in our life, is selling out the things that are not right. Selling out the things that this old world offers. And all Satan can offer you is great right now. But when the rubber meets the road, it ain't worth nothing. And we're just going to read in Romans chapter 6. We're going to start in verse 1. It's going to be a good bit, but it's what the Lord laid on my heart, so we're just going to roll with it. If you'll stand with me as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. It says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that we are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him with baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin." Praise the Lord. "Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive in God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that if ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield one of your members as an instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, Lord, I kneel before you tonight, Lord, just as I am, Lord. Lord, I'm in over my head. Lord, I'm nothing without you. I'm just an empty vessel. But Lord Jesus, you chose and saw fit, Lord, to save my soul. You saw fit to come into this heart, Lord, and clean things out, Lord. Lord, you sold, Lord, you bought me with that price, Lord, your precious blood on Calvary tonight, Lord. I thank you that I'm not for sale tonight, Father. Lord, I pray that you move in a mighty way. Lord, I pray you'd sit me down. Lord, that you'd be stood up tonight, Father, that it wouldn't be about Garrett Barnes, but it'd be all about you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray that you use me for your glory and your honor, Lord, not anything of myself. Father, I pray for the one in here tonight, Lord, that's sold out to the things of this world. Lord, I pray that you'd open their eyes to that, Lord. For the one that's sold out to you, Lord, I pray that they'd get on fire, Lord, and realize what they sold out to, Lord. Lord, I pray that we'd be all in for you every day of our lives, that we'd never give up, that we'd never get in, but we'd keep marching for your glory, Father. Lord, I love you, I thank you, and I praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come here tonight, Lord, and worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, thank you for the youth, Lord, that's going to boldly stand up for you, Father. Lord, I pray you'd bless them with a double portion in their life tonight, Father, and their parents for bringing them here, Lord, or whoever, Father. Lord, I pray that you just move in a mighty way, Lord. Lord, let your will be done tonight. Father, I love you, I thank you, and I praise you. It's in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious, powerful name I ask and I pray. Amen. You may be seated tonight. First off, I see that we are purchased with a price. Here in Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The cost of sin in our lives is death. That's a big price. You think about it, that's your life. The weight of sin, the cost of sin is death. But it's the gift of God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus Christ paid that debt. He didn't have to, but he chose to. Think about that tonight. He didn't have to die for us. He didn't have to shed his blood. He didn't have to do one thing he did. He didn't have to come down to earth. But he chose to because he loves you and he loves me that much. Why would we not be sold out to him tonight? If we're going to be sold out, we got to realize that we're purchased with a price. Jesus paid it all so we can be and live freely because of his blood. If it wasn't for his blood, it'd be useless. He shed it for us. He washed us clean. He didn't wipe it away. He washed it away. We're not who we once were. Well, our lives should be different. We should be changed. We should be all in for Jesus Christ. Thank God his blood doesn't run out and his invitation of salvation is still open tonight. It's still open. We're in the time of grace. We're not, as it says in verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Tonight we're under grace, the grace of God, that he didn't have to come. He didn't have to die for us, but he chose to. He chose you and he chose me. He didn't just have us to come to this church tonight just to sit and have a good meet and greet. We come to just grow closer to him, to be sold out to Jesus Christ, to show what Jesus can do in our lives and what he can do in the lives of others. Let him feed you tonight. Just reach out and claim that salvation. Reach out and claim what Jesus Christ can do in your life. Claim that he purchased you. The cost of heaven's expensive, but Jesus paid that debt we owed. I think of that old hymn. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt that I could not pay. Our best, our goodness, anything that you put the best of the best, your best of the best, is nothing but filthy rags. And if you think about those filthy rags, that's just how nasty those were. Those rags were what was wrapped around a leper. Somebody that had those soul spots eat up on their skin. That was that nasty bandage rag, that pus, that junk. Your best is that junk. Our best and my best is that junk. Our righteousness is filthy rags. But through Jesus Christ and his blood, he washes us clean. He chooses us to be different and be set apart. Whew. When we are purchased, that old life is buried. As it says in the text here, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. Baptism's whole example is showing the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and how we should practice that to show the change in our lives. That we are dead to sin and we come up in the newness of life. We're not who we once were. If Jesus comes inside of you, there's a change that should happen. And if there's not, there's a problem. A big problem. A sin problem that only God can get right. Only he can wash it away. Only he can clean it up. But tonight, you got to get a hold of this, that we are purchased by God Almighty because he loved us that much. See, we're buried in sin, raised in the newness of life. We're not who we once were. Who we once were was washed away. It's dead. It's buried. We don't walk around a cemetery and see an arm sticking up or a foot or a leg. It's covered. It's covered by the blood. Our past, present, future sins covered by the blood. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God is what Scripture says. But God loved us so much that he covers that, that he washed that sin away in our lives. Not only are we purchased with a price, but we must proclaim what Jesus has done. We must proclaim him tonight. We know the price, but my question is tonight, who are you selling out to? Are you sold out to Jesus Christ? Has he bought you and you're trying to walk and live for him? Are you sold out to Jesus Christ? Are you sold out to the world and what Satan can offer you? Because what Satan offers you is temporal. It's no use. It might be fun for a season. Sin is fun, but for a season. I'm not going to get up here and say sin's not fun. Going out on the weekends with the best buddies or whatever, oh, it'll be fun in the moment. But where are they going to be when something bad goes on in your life? You might live one way in the world and come to the church and live a different way. But what is that doing? You're going to be exhausted physically, mentally, and emotionally because you're trying to live a life that you're not called to live. Jesus Christ came to earth from heaven so that we don't have to live that life. We don't have to live in that sin. He made us a way out through his grace, through his blood, that we're washed clean, we're set free, we're forgiven. We're not for sale. We must proclaim Jesus Christ as our Lord. We must be sold out to him. If you've been saved and you're just satisfied, that's a terrible place to be. If you're saved, you need to first be sold out to Jesus. If you're going to be sold out to Jesus, you're all in. Every second you get, every chance you get, every breath you get is his. All the glory, all the honor, and the praise goes to him. Everything that you can do, every breath is supposed to praise the Lord. And yes, we all fall short. I fall short. I'm not no better than anyone in this room. I can put on a suit. I can put some nice shoes on that cost a little too much, but I'm telling you, it's not the shoes that make a person. It's not the clothes that we put on. It's what's in that heart. If Jesus Christ is in your heart, that's the change that can make a difference. And I tell you, Satan has been on me so much this week. Battle after battle, mental battle, physical battle. Satan has been against me warring. But I thank God for tonight that we can come and we talk about Jesus, talk about what Jesus has done, that He can wash that away in our lives. We don't have to live in that sin. We don't have to live in anger. We don't have to come home and start slinging stuff around because our day went so bad. We can come home and we can thank God that we got a home to live in. We can come home and we can thank God we got food on the table. Proclaim it tonight. When things are going wrong in your life, let your reaction to that be praise, not, oh my gosh, I got a problem. If we react with praise instead of looking at our problems, tell your problems how big your God is, and them problems will start getting a lot smaller. Those things in your life that look so big, like such a great mountain, will look like a teeny tiny little hill, a little ant bed, something less than that. But God can move in a mighty way. But it's one thing to be saved and satisfied, but completely different to be truly set on fire. Tonight, if you're saved and you truly know that without a doubt, that Jesus Christ washed you clean, He's in your heart, we were to be on fire. This world and Satan, he's trying his best with anything he can come at us to quench that fire. But I thank God that that fire is unquenchable. Once He lights it, He can ignite it even more. And but what's up to us of how much we wanted Jesus? He's got that open. It's open up. We can get as much of Jesus as we want to. But how often do we try to fulfill that full potential? How often do I get into this Word and try to get more of Jesus, try to get on the sincere meat of the Word? How many times do I just come home and I read a Bible verse? Oh, I read that today. I read my scripture today. How many times do I fall short of God's glory? Every day, every second. But it's not about how much wrong you do. It's how much you can do for the kingdom. How much you can do to glorify God in the things that He's given you. I'm telling you, He's the only one that can set that fire ablaze. What has Jesus done for you tonight? Think about it. Just take a moment, everybody in this room, think of what Jesus Christ has done in your life. Just think of your salvation story, your testimony if you're saved. If you're not saved, think of the greatest thing that happened in your life. It's because of the grace of God. Everyone in here, lives changed. I mean, you look around, there's people in here that's near-death experience, but they're here in the house tonight, and praise God for that. There's times that you think something's so hopeless, but God can make a way through that. I mean, just look around you, church. We are so blessed. We say that all the time, but if we truly grab a hold of it, how different would our lives be? How different would our walk with the Lord be? How different would our speech be? How much more would we want to bring more people in and be a light for Jesus? I'm telling you tonight, just get on fire for Jesus. Should we not express that love for Jesus everywhere? I'm telling you, praise God that He changes lives. Praise God that I'm not who I used to be. I was in sin up to my head. I was drowning. I was worse than Peter on the water when he took his eyes off Jesus. But praise God, He reached down and He pulled me up out of that miry clay. He didn't leave me where I was. Too many Christians today trade their convictions for compromise. Too many times we try to go around and try and live our lives one way. We get convicted about something, but oh, we'll make a compromise. We'll do something else to get around it. Oh, I read scripture the other day. Oh, that's okay. I did this to so-and-so. Oh, but scripture says for all of sin and come short of the glory of God. How many times do we try to use scripture as a crutch? How many times do we take God's word and try to make it fit in our lives? And that does not work, church. Let me tell you tonight from somebody that used to try that, it does not work. It'll end in failure. It will end in just destruction, because it does not work that way. What that scripture says is what God means, and that's how it's going to be. It can't nothing change it. It's the infallible word of God tonight. I ask you again, who are you sold out to? Who are you sold out to? Are you sold out to Jesus Christ? Or are you sold out to the things of this world? My treasure is not here on this earth, but it's up in heaven. I'm not trying to sell out. I'm not trying to get all I can get down here on earth, because that treasure is going to be useless. I'm not promised the very next breath. I'm not promised tomorrow. I'm not promised to walk out the doors of this church. But each breath I got is grace and praising God for that, for another day. It don't matter how old you are, how young you are. We should praise God that we got breath. You youth tonight, praise God you got breath to get up here and sing. And I'm thankful that y'all were here tonight, bold enough to get up on this stage and praise God and proclaim it. Praise God for that tonight, because it's not about us. They're trying to do everything they can to point to Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, I've seen so much growth in these youth. Look around you, church. It's not just about ourselves. This is much bigger than this church. It's much bigger than Union Chapel. It's much, much bigger. What if one of these youth that we're trying to train up and point to Jesus Christ ends up being the next Billy Graham or the next person to lead somebody else to Christ? Just one more soul. If that's all I get in one life is to lead one person to Jesus, I have just completed it. If we just bring people in, bring them to Jesus. He's been too good for me to sit in a pew and be satisfied. He's been too good to me for me to be silent. The rocks are not going to cry out in my place. I'm going to proclaim Jesus Christ tonight. Not only are we purchased with a price, but we must proclaim Him, but we must know the perfect will of God. I ask y'all to turn with me to Romans chapter 12 tonight. We'll read the first few verses and we're going to get on into it a little more. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, that by the mercies of God, that you present bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your responsible service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I tell you tonight, we should give ourselves back to God as a living sacrifice. That's what we should do if we're going to try and live out the perfect will of God, is give everything we got back to Him. And He's going to bless that. Whether that be in your money, whether that be in just your breath, if that be in your physical ability, we should give it back to God with everything we got. We must not give into this world, but be transformed by His blood to fulfill His will. There's too many times Christians want to give out, give in, and give up. I was listening to the radio the other day, old Southern Gospel Station. And it's talking about how so many preachers are just wanting to give up and give out. And it's hard. What Brother BJ does is hard. But it's worth it. It's kingdom work. What we each one of us do in this room is hard. If we're doing it for Jesus Christ, it's going to be hard. He didn't promise it's going to be easy. But it's going to be worth it one day. We just got to keep plowing down. We got to keep trucking on. Keep going for Jesus Christ. No matter what comes our way, uplift His kingdom and His glory and give Him all the praise. And also says in 3 through 5 here, it says, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, all members have not the same office. He calls us here, we must be unified as the body of Christ. We're all equal in God's eyes. There's not no big eyes, little U's. Just straight across the board, if Jesus Christ is in your heart and His blood's been applied to your life, that's what He sees. He looks at you through Jesus. He sees His Son's covered your life. But if Jesus is going to that effort for that for us, should we not want to proclaim it? Should we not want to live for Him? It's also calling here that we must be unified by the body of Christ by using our gifts. Each one of us has a special gift in here tonight. Not two of us, not a single one of us in here is the same. Each one of us are different for God's purpose and His glory. And I'm telling you tonight, first, we must give back to God our gifts. Give back to God everything we got. I just want to reemphasize that point because we need to give it back to God. Why would we not want to? Why would we want to keep everything to ourselves that God's given us? Just give it all back. The second thing is, why don't we want to go spread His word to the highways and hedges, as Brother Riley spoke earlier today? The Lord laid that on me this week. I didn't know Brother Riley was going to preach that this morning, but the Lord did. Maybe somebody needed to hear it again. We need to spread His word to the highways and the hedges. If we're going to be not for sale and we're going to be sold out for Jesus Christ, we got to be doing His work. Why are we going to sit complacent? That's the last place I want to be. I want to be transformed by Jesus Christ daily. I want to be a little more like Him every day. A little more like Jesus. A little less like me. That's that song Zach Williams had wrote. But I'm telling you, be different. We're called to be set apart. We're called to be different. We're called to be a light for Jesus Christ. It's not about us. It's all about Him. But I see we're purchased with a price. We must proclaim Him. We must know the perfect will of God. But I also see that we have power over evil. Power over evil. Romans 12:21. It's pretty simple. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Tonight, we must overcome the world with the goodness of God. Each one of us in here is blessed beyond measure. It don't matter what brand your clothes are. If we got breath in our lungs and Jesus Christ is in our heart and we ain't have nothing else, that's enough to praise Him. That's enough to reach out and have power over evil. The name of Jesus. We sang about that tonight. We're talking about Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Think about that. What kind of power do we have in the name of Jesus? Satan flees. Evil flees. He's the light of the world. So if we cut this room off and block down all these windows and there's darkness, and we cut the light on, that darkness got to flee. If Jesus Christ is in our hearts, that darkness has got to flee. Because where the Spirit of the Lord, there's freedom. And anything that's not of God's going to tie you down like them chains. And Jesus Christ can break them chains in your life tonight. I'm telling you, He's done it in my life. He can do it, and you're sure enough. There's plenty of testimonies around this room that can show you the goodness of God in that. One thing I try to tell the youth when I teach them on Sunday school sometimes, I don't do it all the time, but we discussed it a while back, is be the change you want to see in this world. We hear that quote so many times, different things, different authors, but I want to change it a little bit. Be the change for Jesus Christ you want to see in the world. Do you want to see this world in turmoil? Do you want to see people just being violent to each other, hating on people? Or do you want to see the love of Jesus Christ everywhere you look? If you want to see that love, if you want to see that change, be that change. If you show that light and show that love, that may change somebody's whole life. If we just be all in for Jesus, things can change. Be sold out. I don't need the whole world. Just give me Jesus. Tonight, I'm not for sale. You can't put no price on me. You can't do nothing. Because I'm sold out to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So worship to Him tonight. I'm telling you tonight, I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale. Satan might try to put a price tag on me, but it's canceled by the blood of Jesus Christ. He can't come close to me under the name of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus has defeated him. Death, hell, and the grave's defeated. And He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So tonight, I ask you to search your heart. Who are you sold out to? If you're sold out for Jesus, why don't you live it? That's my encouragement tonight. Let us pray.